Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Michael Denk, currently the parochial vicar of St. Joseph Parish in Amherst. Welcome, Father.
So glad to be here at Living Bread Radio, Tim. Thanks for having me again.
It's great to have you. We've been going through the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, and we're talking about human community, and we've been talking about authority. So I think before we have a further discussion, maybe we could define what authority is and what is legitimate authority.
Yeah, so again, we were talking yesterday about ultimate authority being God. You know, God is our authority, and we here in Acts, we must obey God rather than men. However, God desires on earth that we have some kind of authority. And authority, again, means authorship, you know, someone that kind of is facilitating things for us so that we can live in a peaceful, good, just society. And so we are to have legitimate authority here on earth. So people that legitimately kind of author all of this and oversee all of this. The thing is, we always are to obey God first as our ultimate author, you know, the ultimate one in authority. And we should obey those who are in legitimate authority here on earth. So we should obey the authority. The only condition to that, and I always tell people this in confession, even, you know, younger kids, obeying your parents, they're your authority. So obey anything that they say or do, unless it goes against your faith or morals. So if there's something that goes against your faith or morals, then we are actually commanded not to obey that and to obey God as our ultimate authority.
Okay. Excellent. So today, question 327 in the UCAT asks, how can the common good be promoted?
So under this authority, the whole point of authority is to help bring about the common good, you know, so that somebody can kind of oversee and help make sure that everybody is being taken care of. So the UCAT says the common good follows wherever the fundamental rights of person are respected and men and women can freely develop their intellectual and religious potential. So the whole idea of authority is to help us in our common good all reach our potential. So as we said yesterday, it's not to restrict our freedom, but to actually bring about and help us be the people that we are created to be. The thing that we always have to remember is the common good does not negate the individual. So the common good is supposed to take care of every single individual. And we do believe, of course, in the dignity of life from conception until natural death.
Okay. So what can the individual contribute to the common good?
Okay, so that's the part that's important too, is every individual matters. You have a vocation, I have a vocation. We all have our purpose, and we all have our place in society, and especially in helping the common good. So we're called to work together, and we're all responsible for the good of others. So we all take place in this common good. So the UCAT says the common good must be the business of everyone. This happens, first of all, when men get involved in their particular surroundings, in their families, in their neighborhoods, in their workplace, and take responsibility. So we're all called to get involved and to take responsibility. So John Paul II said that no one can claim, as Cain did, that he is not responsible for the fate of his brother. We are our brother's keeper. We're called to help and love and to serve and to care for each other, and each individual is responsible for that.
So just like what we have in today's society, there are several issues that can be confusing. One would be immigration. Mm-hmm. On one hand, you know, those of us that are Italian or German or Irish or our parents came from Europe, obviously they came over to this country many years ago. But then on the other hand, you have people who are in the country illegally who are getting all kinds of freebies from the government mm-hmm. that you and I are paying for.
Right.
So how do you balance that from the church's perspective on Catholic social justice
right.
or
so
social
you
teaching?
You take the two things that we've been talking about. First of all, the dignity of the human person. So that, you know, all of the people that are immigrating right now, First of all, remember they are children of God. They are inherent in their dignity is a life that is valuable. And the second thing is the common good. So it's not only weighing our good, you know, here in America, but also their good. What's good for them and what's right and what's just for both parties. So that's basically how you would do that with using these tools of social justice.
Okay. So how does social justice come about in a society?
So the UCAT says, as we were saying, that social justice comes about where the inalienable dignity of every person is respected and the resulting rights are safeguarded and championed without reservation. So we believe, you know, inalienable means that it's unable to be taken or given away. So this personhood not only cannot be taken from somebody, they can't even give it away. Your dignity is always there. So we have to remember that first and foremost, but among these is also the right to that active participation in the political, economic, and cultural life of society. So we're called to actively participate and to use our gifts and to use our skills to help bring about a better world.
That's why it's so confusing to me that abortion and euthanasia are legal in our country. When you look at the dignity of a defenseless baby in the mother's womb, or maybe somebody who's elderly or has a terminal illness like cancer or
right.
something like that, it doesn't make any sense to me how it can be legal to go ahead and end that life.
Exactly. And it's not only confusing, it's absolutely unjust. So we live in a country, in a nation now that has laws that are absolutely unjust. We have overlooked the dignity of the human person. And that's an essential thing right now that is contrary, completely contrary to the law that is written in our hearts.
And that's one of the beauties of the Catholic Church is she has had this consistent teaching of the dignity and the sacredness
right.
of human life
right.
from conception until natural
from
death.
From the infant in the womb, yeah. So the UCAT says that human rights are an immediate consequence of human dignity. So even that infant, that child in the womb, even that old, elderly person dying in the nursing home, no state can change or abolish that inherent dignity. So the next line, states and authorities that trample these rights underfoot are unjust regimes and they lose their authority. So right now, we are living in a state and a country that is unjust. We are under the oppression of an unjust regime, and we do not have to obey that authority that promotes the loss of life or the taking of innocent life.
So when we look at history, say World War I and World War II, and we look at Germany and we look at what happened there, well, as a country and here in the United States, we're sliding down that slippery slope.
We're not sliding, we're there.
And now
yeah,
it's going to
yeah.
get worse. It's going to get worse for us
mm-hmm.
as far as religious liberty and our ability to even practice and worship
right.
God in public.
So not only does that infant in a womb have a right to life, the thing that makes us just is we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to protect and to care for life that is most precious and most vulnerable.
Okay. So to what extent are all men equal in God's sight?
Well, all men are created equal in God's sight insofar as all have the same creator. All were created in the same image and likeness of God with rational souls and all have the same redeemer. So the question is, are all men created equal? And the answer is yes, an unequivocal yes. Because all men are created by God, we're all equal in God's sights, and we all possess that dignity of life that we were talking about before. We all have this soul that is precious in the eyes of God.
Okay. So question 331 asks, why is there nevertheless injustice among men if we're all created equal?
That's the great question, right? Why do we have evil in the world? Why do we do the things that we hate? So 331, the UCAT says that all men have the same dignity. So we all have this dignity that's inherent in us, can't be taken away, can't even be surrendered or given away. In cases where injustice is man-made, it contradicts the gospel. So there are injustices in this world that are man-made. So abortion would be one of them. Euthanasia would be another one. Slavery would be. These are man-made injustices that are never in the mind of God, but something that we do. In cases where men have been endowed by God with different gifts and talents, God is asking us to rely on one another. So the idea is that you and I, Tim, you and I were unique individuals. You are different than I. We're equal, but we're very different. God has given us each and bestowed on us very unique and personal gifts. Sometimes people are blessed with an abundance of gifts, and other people might have a lack of that. This is where ultimately charity is called for, that we are called to generously give and put our gifts at the service of the common good of one another. So we hear in Luke that he who has two coats, let him share with him who has none. And he who has food, let him do likewise. You know, our current Holy Father, Pope Francis, has said that, throwing away food is like stealing from the tables of the poor. You know, we've been just given such a wonderful, remarkable image of a man who's been promoted to the highest level of the church, and he's showing us what it means to live humbly and what it means to live in solidarity with the poor.
And I think another point we could make is each of us are equal, but we're different. But we also have a responsibility to contribute and to use what talents and treasure that God's given us. We have a responsibility to share that with our local community to help those who are less fortunate.
Right. Yeah. And not only to use it, but to increase, you know, to develop whatever talent or gift as God has given you. God has given you some particular talent that he's given no one else in the history of mankind. You have been given, no one can come to know Christ the way they can come to know Christ in you. And ultimately, until that light is shining, until you use your gifts, the world is missing out.
That's a good point. And like I know at our parish at Sacred Heart of Jesus in Wadsworth, we have a St. Vincent de Paul Society, and that has grown tremendously because people have stepped up to the plate and they're donating their time and some of their treasure, and we're really helping. 95% of the people we help are not parishioners at Sacred Heart, but they're in the Wadsworth community.
Right. And again, we are all united, we're all community, and we're called to carry each other to the kingdom of heaven. So those who do have are called to share their gifts and to carry those that do not.
Okay, Pope Benedict XVI said, "The Creator has inscribed on our being the natural law, which is the reflection in our hearts of his plan for creation as the guide and inner standard for our life."
And we all have this law, you know, that's written in our hearts. And this is the question, why is there injustice? Well, we have the law written in our hearts, but at the same hand, we're sinners. We've fallen. And because we are sinners, everything has become distorted. We've at some point listened to the father of lies. And it's only through Christ and only through his revelation that we can truly come to see the truth and the reality of what love is. So though it's written in our hearts, we also are subject to sin, and that's why we need a Savior.
Great point, Father. You've been listening to Father Michael Denk. Father, why don't you share your blog spot if somebody wants to hear from you.
So it's fathermichaeldenk.blogspot.com. You can log in, and I have all kinds of homilies and reflections, and I'd be glad to see you there. fathermichaeldenk.blogspot.com.
Great. It's been great having you, Father, as we've been going through the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church. This is your host, Tim Perry, for Faith with Father. Until next time, may God bless you. Bye for now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.